Expressions from St. Paul is a paid program sponsored by listeners like you. We thank you for your faithful prayers and gifts.
You have to fight for your faith. The enemy will try to steal it. Fight. Don't give it up. Don't surrender.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, the renowned Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. Dr. Williams tags this week's message as part one of Fighting the Good Fight of Faith. And if you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 5 down through 18. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the auditorium and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
Now, when you go home, I would like to recommend that you would read from the 13th chapter of Genesis, verses 5 through 18. That's when you go home. And then beginning tonight or this evening, whenever, we want to start reading for next week the book of Romans from the whole church, the book of Romans. Now, I want to talk about today. I won't finish. It'll be part one, I'm sure. But I want to talk about fighting the good fight of faith. Fighting the good fight of faith. Lord, speak to our hearts in Christ's name. Amen. The Bible states to us that Abraham and Lot was what to each other? They were what? Okay, is my gentlemen that sit here and pray with me while I preach, if you, y'all see Brother Brown, the rest of you here, would you come this way? Thank you all so much. Now, Jesus would say, if I don't finish, y'all can pick it up. The brothers here, we appreciate you very much. You know, you might not know this, but this is order. They used to have it in the back room. 20 to 25 men would be back there praying. Fighting the good fight of faith. Lot, who went Abraham also, he had flocks. Now, you California people, you pretend you don't know what flocks are. And he had herds, and he had tents. This is animals. I see more animals in California than I saw in Mississippi. Amen. Then, if you read it, verse number 6, the land could not be, my friend, it could not be sustained from while dwelling together. For their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. So when you see families today, including church families, when there are certain things happens to a certain group, the other group gets upset. And don't pretend today that this is news to you, because you got some folks in your family that you haven't been able to get along with. And it may have been you. I went to did a funeral a couple of years ago off of 65th, and there was a lot of people there, and it was 100-something degrees, 103 or 4. And I was standing at the head of the casket of the person that was in there, and two people almost got to fight in front of me, so they fell up on me, and I moved quick because I wasn't going to fall in that hole. These are family sisters fighting, or the mother left a mink coat. She hadn't had any mind, she'd have bought her own mink coat. And this has to do with young adults. I want to tell you, and young people, listen careful. Once your mother and father, or either one, mother or father, once they get you to a certain age, and now it's 18, they only owe you two things, and that's love and prayer. They don't owe you nothing else. I know you think so, but it's not. You should have came along in the household I came out of. My mother said, now, if you are not going to college in Mississippi, you have to go to Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, or New York. But you got to leave here. She said, you got to get a better job, and they don't have that many jobs here. And then she said, we'll be nice to you. While you're waiting to go away, you can work and stay here for 2 months and save your money so you can have some money when you leave. But you can't stay here, she said to the boy, y'all can't stay here and give us no orders. And then she said something else, and this is really to the young adults. She says, and while you're working, you got to give something to help the damage you are doing. It's upkeep. And many parents are at fault of their children now who's 40 years old and still depend on you. When you gonna learn to quit using my baby and he's 40 and look like he's 60? Or she's 35 and she's my baby. She's not your baby. She is Suzanne or Henry Joe. They will never grow up as long as you baby them. That's right. Amen. That's right. One of my great-grandsons stopped yesterday, and he embraced me, and he said, Papa, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. I said, if you wasn't in a hurry, I had some things that I would have you to do. He said, I'll come back. Now, you see, he's smart. He know if he come back, no, you're not listening. And if he wants something, he got to do something. You say, but you're hard. No, I love him. If I love him, he got to do something. You got grandkids running up in your house and taking over, and you talking about, I don't know what I'm going to do with that bad. It's you, not him or them. Don't take my word for you and ask any of my grandkids. They're not going to be clowning in Ephraim's house. I pray for them, and I pray for me to get strength. And Laura said, amen. Amen. Here we have a situation where the land, each group had a large amount of herds or cattle. And you would have thought that Lot, like a lot of Baptist people, you would have thought that Lot would have been kind to his uncle Abraham, because Abraham was nice to him. And friend, listen careful. Niceness, people take the advantage of it if you let them. Amen. I shall never forget, I was at another church, and before I was started passing the church, and a man came, a brother Al, I was out front, and one of the deacons insulted my wife. I just got out of church, but Mississippi Ephraim stepped up, and I told him, if you ever cross my wife again and say what you just said, they gonna pick up your head. You know what that means? I'm going to cut it off from his body. You said, would you have done that? Sure I would have. If he had been a man, he would never open his mouth. Just because he what you call, he hit on my wife and she called him. This is what she said. She said, if there was only a dog and an animal in the world and you, I'd take the dog. And he got mad. You catch that on your way to New York. So what happened is, friends, here, after they couldn't get along because of the herd grew so much, it's just a large amount of cattle, and they had nowhere to, each group's men couldn't get along with each other. Then, in the fighting and arguing and bickering, then Lot said to him, Abraham said to Lot, and I mean, you think about this. Abraham said, look, you take a look. It's plenty of land. You can go east, north, south, or west. Pick your choice. So St. Paul, if you don't get anything else today, listen to this part of the message. Pick your choice. You get whatever area you want to go. And I'll go in the other area. Now, Lot carried many cattle with him. Many herdsmen working for him. But listen what happened. When God is with you, and y'all quit talking about the devil in hell, you got the devil on earth. When God is with you, I don't care how many people are against you, in the end, God will bring you up and let your light shine. So Abraham took the less, but his herbs grew the fastest. And he had more. Let me put it another way. I was in the church I came out of Chicago. They had some good song solos there. And I remember this woman and man, they thought they had Chicago sold out. And when the lady couldn't sing her song, she'd be angry. And I said to the pastor one Sunday, I said, you know, this is just a suggestion. You shouldn't have Suzanne to ever lead another song in this church. He said, what's wrong, Brother William? I said, she's crazy. I said, you're going to get angry because you can't sing the song that somebody else wrote? But it's an original. No, it isn't. That's nothing original. You can, I don't care. You might add to it. You might take something out. But it was here when you got here. And then if it wasn't, if you wrote it and somebody else is leading and you wasn't here to start it, why don't you shut up? Because you're late. Miss Laugh, where I came from, when you're late, you don't talk. Come in church and you're late and you go, get out of my, you're in my seat. Let's move on. So then when the argument started, it couldn't get along, and Abraham, listen, look at verse number 10. Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all of the valleys of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zorah. Church, just because, I hope I live long enough to see it. Just because, let me back up. I went to Mississippi four years ago, Gwen and I, and when I go home, I always, the next stop I make is to the cemetery. That's where most of my relatives, my mother and father and brother and sister, that's where they're buried. Somebody said, why you go there? They don't see you. I know that, but I see them. Yes, I see And we pay every year to keep the cemetery up. Every year, we pay yearly fees. If she could clean me up, I ought to keep her grave clean. Nothing exciting in California. I can't do what I'm supposed to do. And then I would go to some people, some guys I went to school with. I go to their ranch. They have ranches. One guy got 150 acres. You think I'm going to be jealous of him? When I went to his house, one of the guys' houses, he said, "How are you doing?" I said, "I'm fine." I said, did you bring some fish? You know, I was coming. He said, "I got some fish." I said, "Well, you come on. We're going to sit outside while you cook it." Then when I got ready to go, I said, "I need to take some with me." See, you don't know, but in Mississippi, they have fish places that they raise fish. And so, why would I be jealous of him? Because he has a fish farm. When I ate plenty and then took some with me, then I was going to go back the next day and get some more, but the guy that was driving me was like somebody else I know was late. Be pleasant and be compassionate and be loving when you see your brother and sister being blessed. Don't be upset and angry and mad. If you do, yes, God over here has plenty of blessings for you. You block your own blessings. Y'all don't believe that, but did you know many of us in church for 30 years don't have what God wanted us to have? Because we was too selfish. My friend's son got married last year, and I went to his wedding. And somebody said, "Are you going?" I said, "Sure, I'm going." I said, "I know that boy." He said, "Well, you know, he's marrying out of his race, so I'm not going." I said, "You're crazy. He's marrying who he loves. You marry who you love. I don't care where you come from. Where you get that stuff out of his race?" The church is supposed to not to be a racist place. You're supposed to marry Suzanne and Henry Joe, and if you love them, the rest of us ought to be happy. And this side over here said what? Because they're going to do it anyway. Amen. Oh, you ought to be happy they didn't marry you because you know how to deal with it. Okay, and so here we have verse number 10. Let me go back. I didn't finish. It was well watered, which means everything they needed in terms of, because a lot of the land in that area was dry. But here God, it was well watered, and friends, and he moved near Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot did, because he was moving for what he could see, not what he knew. You don't go someplace because it looked nice. You go someplace where you're going to be peaceful and happy. And let me say something about praying and this situation. There is no such thing biblically that God, you pray for God to give you peace. You already have peace. There is no such thing in the Bible that you pray for joy. "Lord, give me some joy." No, he has already given it to you. Have you worked on it? Or let me put it another way. If you're married and you and your wife are not getting along, it's no such thing. You're going to pray for God to correct it. Well, what you said, William? The Bible said it's your responsibility. That's why you can't marry too early until you get to know the person. See, old love is crazy. When you really love somebody, you look beyond their errors. Can't cook good tea cakes? Cook some bread. All of that A lot of stuff we do in church, talking about it has nothing to do with the Bible. It has to do with us. It's not only tradition, it is no condition. God is open now to bless us, and we don't want to be told nothing, so he can't bless us. Amen. He's waiting to bless you. Well, my wife and I, we argue all the time. I don't know what I'm going to do with her. And that's not her, it's you. Why would you argue with her? God didn't argue with the angels in heaven when they turn against him, person. He kicked them out. I know you'll get it. He kicked them out. And as far as I know, they haven't went back, did the person? And they're not going back. You can't re-raise a 40-year-old person. Mama said, before you boys get married, get to know the mother of the girl and the father. They don't have no father. Learn about the mother and the grandmother, because they're going to bring some of that stuff with them. You got grandma's mess, you got mama's mess, you got daddy's mess, and you got all the in-laws' mess. You got to learn how to handle that mess. A.V., I'm waiting on you, A.V., to say amen. So Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me. Now between my husband and your husband, for we are brothers. Now let me stop here. Brother Brown, stand up. Brother Brown is original from Louisiana. Brother Pepper, stand up. Brother Art, stand up right here. Stand right, come out where they can see you. Now look out to the audience. Church, did you know Brother Brown is from Louisiana? There's no way under the sun that he does not have some way different from Brother Art. Brother Art, are you from Pennsylvania? New Jersey, the same thing. And the first cut, they're no different. So his methodology, some is different from Brother Brown. And Pepper is from Louisiana. He is from Louisiana. What part? Who? And where are you from, Louisiana? Sweet. Those are two different areas. I've been to both of them. And the people are different. But they don't fall out. Pepper and Brown and Art, just listen carefully here. Art, Brown, and Pepper are brothers. They are spiritually brothers, and there's no such thing that they can't get along. If they can't get along, it's because they're not growing in Christ. They can have differences, but they cannot fall out. And some Negro left the church. No, he's an Afro-American. Left the church and said, well, I'm leaving St. Paul because I'm not growing. And they told me recently they've been in four churches and they're still not in church. You got to learn who you are. You want me to take your seats? So Abraham was trying to get Lot straightened out with his herd because he said, we are brothers. We can't fall out, so if we can't fall out, then the people work for us, they won't fall out. Are you listening? Al, you and Ross, if I had time, I'll have you to stand. Everywhere I go, Ross, Al, you and Ross, you know that. Everywhere I go, I don't have a selected people. They come to me. You know why? It's not me. I'm nice to them. White, Chinese, black, the don't want to be black, All of them comes to me. They're very friendly and kind and open. Everybody know, they know that, and here's why I'm bringing it to you, because it's in the text today with Lot's, Abraham's nephew. Abraham was nice to him, and he was so big-headed and hot-headed, he wanted it all. You won't be blessed. And let me say this on my way to heaven. Many people, and I know a lot of people, have beautiful homes. I mean, a real home. I know people got 5 bedrooms and nobody there but the wife and the husband and the dog. And they don't get along. And you know why? When they talk to me, I tell them, why don't you do what I used to do? I didn't have time to fight. The extra time we had, I wanted more loving. I'm not going to waste my time fighting you. Love me. Amen. If you don't know how to love me, I'll teach you. And you said? Amen. So here's Abraham. Listen careful. Here's Abraham, verse 11. So Lot chose for himself all of the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus they separated from each other. That happens today. Soon as you started getting something, people started getting jealous of you. Why would you be jealous of your brother, your sister, if God would give it to you, you couldn't handle it? Amen. Listen careful. Genesis, the 12th verse says, Abraham settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. So jealous, so upset, he went in the wrong direction. Listen carefully, Genesis 13. Now the men of Sodom were wicked. Now he's running from Abraham because it looks good and he didn't like what's going on. And the men where he moved to was wicked. And friend, exceedingly and sinners against the Lord. Look what he ended up settling with. Friend, Genesis 14, the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, listen to God talking to his child. Now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, friend, northward and southward and eastward and westward. This was God telling Abraham, your nephew, we talk about God but don't know God. Abraham knew God. And listen to what he said, verse 15. For all of the land which you see, this is God, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. Amen. You hear what I said? Amen. Had a battle with his nephew, and had grace with his God. What a God we serve. 16th verse says, I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then you or your descendants can also be numbered. What I'm going to give you, it can't be numbered. Amen. I went to, when I was in high school, the first part of it, there were some smart kids there. And two kids I remember well, they were excellent in, at that time, I don't know what it's called, when it was called algebra. And they were making A's. They were tremendously smart and gifted. They didn't have to study. And one of them, he with all that academic background, college, went to college and graduated in 3 years. He moved north. He thought he had it all. He depended on his academics. Nothing wrong with going to school. Nothing wrong with getting an education. But my brothers and sisters, your education will never outnumber God. God is already educated. And so when he started to get into the big head, he lost it all. And so God want to bless you. But where are you? Where are you? Ask yourself a question. Why do I act like this? Why am I always jealous of somebody else? Why am I always mean to someone else? Why am I always hateful? Why am I always, when I get up in the morning, I don't want to be bothered? What is wrong with me? Ask yourself those questions. Of course, it's in the Bible. Amen. And let's move on and let's look at this. Also, friends, verse 17, he walked the land through its length and breadth, for I will give it to you. Amen. Genesis 13, 18, then Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelled, my friend, by the oaks of Moriah, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Listen, friend, listen carefully. In families, conflicts, listen carefully. In families, conflicts will come. Fighting will come. Disputes will come. And even differences happen. But listen carefully. Even among the families of faith. Truth is, conflicts, fighting, disputes, and even differences happen in our everyday life. That's not the issue that they happen. The issue is, how do you handle them? How do you handle them? We was at the old church. The man, I told you this before, the man came up in my office and put his finger on my nose and threatened me. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I walk with God as close as I can. But on the right side of me, I had a piece of iron about this long. And I reached and got my iron. I said, get out. Don't look back, because if you look back, they're going to pick you up. I hear what you're saying. You said, but you said handle the way you are handling it right. He wouldn't go, so I put him out. And I had some stuff, if he'd have looked back, he wouldn't have been able to look soon. How do you handle the issues when they come? There's a church, the pastor's been buried 30 days, and there's a nucleus in that church fighting now. 14,000 members in there in attendance to both services. So I said, well, how large is the nucleus? Because they asked me for my opinion. They said the nucleus is about 30. I said, well, you can run over them. You got 14,000 others, and you got 30-some people who want to tear up the church. They didn't do anything when the pastor leaves. And I tell you, St. Paul, I don't care what you tell me. When you get through clowning, you're still not going to be in charge. Maybe you missed what I said. When you get through clowning, you're still not going to be in charge. You know why you're not going to be in charge? This church and all other churches that believe in Jesus Christ is under the mighty hands of the Holy Spirit. And if you don't know the Holy Spirit, let me say this again. The Holy Spirit is not like many of you think. He's not running around here beating us over the head to speak in tongues. The Holy Spirit, he's our teacher. He's our guide. He's our protector. He's our blessing. Ask the Holy Spirit. I did it this morning. I did it all this week. Ask the Holy Spirit tomorrow before you get out of your house, who is it today you want me to talk to? Ask the Holy Spirit, who is it that you want me to bless? Ask it. And he'll tell you. You hear what I'm saying? That's the teaching and the operation of the Holy Spirit. And I was asking him who he wanted me to bless. He gave me a name. And I got the blessing here. I'll get it before the day is gone to the person. They didn't ask me for nothing. But if the Holy Spirit tells me to tell Les to give this church $20,000, I don't care what he says. I'm going to tell him, and I'm going to say, God, you heard me when I told him. The Holy Spirit would back up what he says. Amen. Amen. You said, but Pastor William, that's old school. And I'm through with this. I have to finish it again. I'm glad you said it's old school. Let me help you with old school. The male chorus, you all did a good job this morning. Well, let me talk biblical principles. No song you should ever sing in church or at home that doesn't have something to say about God. Your singing is to glorify God. You sing some song that is nothing there about God because it sounds good, feels good, but when the feeling is over, you still got to deal with God. Amen. And so, please, I don't like those old songs. Let me give you a couple of them so you won't say that no more. I don't like them. Tell the old ship of Zion, hear this old ship of Zion. Ship? Get on. Now, what more would you want to hear than to hear the song says, if it's the old ship of Zion, you ought to get on board. And why are you going to get on board? Say, she had did what? Landed what? And? Many. Many. And if that doesn't get your attention, I must tell Jesus all about my troubles. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he can and will help me. Jesus and Jesus alone. What else you want to hear? If that didn't get you, let me give you another one. He woke me up this morning, clothes in my right mind. He's the God I serve all of the time. You don't know about that. That's the Mississippi. Say something that's going to bless God. Or say this one, Pepper. I promise the Lord that I'm going to hold out. How long? There's a whole lot of songs that would help you if you learn how to sing. Many, especially the young adults, many of you want to. When you get through with all that, all you got is tired. We've got to bring it back to God. He's in charge of it. Bring it back to Him. Give it to Him. Bring it back. Now, for the young adults who might make comments about me, let me give you this. I just been offered a position for the state of California. High position. I didn't ask for it. I was offered it. And yet, I'm not going to take it. But He's saying to me, I'm not through with you yet. Bring it back to Him. Bring it back. He's waiting to help you. But you got to trust Him. You have to fight for your faith. The enemy will try to steal it. Fight. Don't give it up. Don't surrender. Last one I'm going to say. I've told you this 100 times. I know you don't like it. I said to Miss William when I married her, I said, I'm stuck. What you mean you're stuck? I said, I'm stuck with you. And I will never get a divorce. And you're not going to get one either. I said, remember you said you didn't like me? But look at me now. She said I was crazy, but she stayed with a crazy man 55 years, 5 weeks, 5 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days. Maybe been crazy, but the good woman didn't go nowhere. She saw God in me that she hadn't seen before. Bring it home. Bring it home. Bring it back home. Fight for your faith. We got to fight for our children, our grandchildren. We got to fight for ourselves. And let me make sure you hear this. Fight against racism in the church. Fight. And quit saying white people are the only one that's racist, because it's not the truth.
Tell the truth, Pastor. Tell the truth.
I know a whole lot of black races.
That's right.
Missing their blessing.
That's right. Good.
And you don't have to do that. Friends, let us stand. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come
to Jesus.
Just now. Oh.
Come to Jesus.
Come. Will you come today? God is waiting to take you in if you'll just come. He'll save you if you come.
He will save.
He will.
He will save you.
Now.
Now.
Only come some. Will you come today? Will you say yes to Him today? Just walk out of your seat. He'll walk with you.
Yeah.
He's speaking to you. Will you listen to Him today? Will you listen to Him today? Only.
Only trust Him.
Only.
Only trust Him. Trust now.
Will you come?
Only trust Him. Only trust Him.
He just said
now.
Where you come today, when he speaks to your heart, he will.
He will.
Where you come, where you come.
He will save.